we're back. 27th hour.
We're on the air. Doug Bayless on the air again.
Thank goodness.
And the funding drive is coming up.
It is. It's next week. We will have a very special funding drive episode for all our loyal listeners and even those who aren't so loyal.
And you can donate. I was going to say download, but you can download it anytime the show, but you can also donate it anytime.
So. It'd be very kind of you to do so.
Yeah.
We are volunteers, but the station doesn't run on free money.
No, it does not. And McGill is always doing everything it can to reduce the amount of money CQT gets. So it is important. You know, there's a lot of very important stuff being done at CQT. I think it's definitely a worthwhile cause to support. And unfortunately now with the COVID restrictions, everything is a lot harder to do fundraising events. In the past, we would do shows and stuff. You could come and meet us in person.
Yeah, it's true.
We'd go. The last one, I think, was at Vitrola, which doesn't even exist anymore as a venue, so.
Yeah, God.
Times have changed.
It's been a while. Yeah, we've been doing remote programming now for 2 years.
It's true, we've almost gotten good at it.
Yeah, I know. It took me about 8 months or so, maybe longer, to get a proper microphone. It took me, I think, 3 months to figure out where the microphone was on my shitty pair of headphones at first. So there's been some challenges along the way, and I do a lot less yelling than I used to.
That's true.
People who have been listening for many years.
Almost no yelling. When
remember,
was the last time?
Different demeanor.
When was the last time that you yelled on the show?
The last time I was in the studio.
You've never done it?
Over 2 years ago. I've been raising my voice a little bit more recently on the recordings, but usually my daughter's here or Zoe's working or you know
she's just in a meeting. She's in like a meeting. Awesome.
Yeah.
And that was she. Yeah.
No. So you know you gotta be a responsible person vis-a-vis the people that you live with.
That's where we're at now. That's where we're at now.
But it's okay. It's okay to do that. I've chosen tonight for your 27th hour challenge.
Yes. Yes.
A bunch
which we'll
of songs.
Explain in a moment.
Yeah. The first bit is some songs that sound like other songs. And the first one is by Bappy. And he calls it Everybody Dance With Me.
What?
Freak beat. There's a lot of freak beat on tonight's show from me.
Is that sorry, is that an official thing or is that
freak beat? It's loosely defined kind of subgenre of British invasion, British pop in the 60s. So it's like hard, more hard driving, soul-ish kind of pop. With some psychedelic stuff, a lot of fuzz.
A little snowflake soul, is that what you mean?
I guess so, northern soul. Yeah, northern soul. Yeah. But we started off with the Bappi Lahari and Everybody Dance With Me from Bollywood.
Yeah.
Moving on to the Rock and Vickers, Let Me Kill Lister's band before Hawkwind.
Yeah.
It's All Right. Sounds an awful lot like The Kids Are All Right.
A little bit, yeah.
And what did you, we decided, we came to the conclusion that The Favorite Sons, that driving beat, made quite direct use of a Rolling Stones riff.
There's a little satisfaction in there, yeah. But at the same time, it was
satisfying.
It was legit. It was, you know, the riff was kind of there for a second, but it wasn't the main part of the song or anything. They had their own
solid song. Minute 38 seconds, yeah. In and out, and great bass work, and it had that driving beat.
Yeah.
And nicely done. Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, essentially.
Well, no, it had that part in it.
Well, that was my concept for tonight. So I've got a few more songs like that coming up. Can you tell us a bit what the 27th hour challenge is?
Yeah, so basically what it is that right now I don't have any music. So we're going to talk about what you've played, and then I'll play music afterwards. We'll add the music afterwards. So we're not even going to... Yeah, it's going to be like you'll be blind to what I'm playing. You won't get a chance to react, unfortunately, until after the show. And then
so Doug will be making his selections based on what I've played as a reaction to or a counteraction to.
And I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to do already. Like, you know, you've got this freak beat thing going on.
This is very exciting.
What's the appropriate counterpoise to that? I don't know.
Yeah. And then next week, maybe, we'll do the same thing, but backwards.
Indeed.
So I'll have to choose songs before I hear what you've... No way.
I will challenge you. I will challenge
backwards.
We will listen now to the Metallians.
Now, speaking from the past.
Performing.
The future.
Behind the door.
Behind the door, sadness lies. Behind the door, take the key. Open the door. Guess who? It's me. Behind the door, you left me. Behind the door, full of sorrow. Why? Oh, tell me why. When you knew I loved you so, I hope you live a happy life for many of years to come. No, you don't have to tell me, for I realize all the wrong I've done. Oh, 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 behind the door, a tear falls. Behind the door, a voice still house. Take the key, open the door. Guess who? It's me. One day you realize, after your head is turning gray, that you just can't go around breaking hearts that way. Now that it's over and it's all said and done, you're still my darling, my only one. Behind the door, a tear falls. Behind the door, a voice still calls. Take the key, open the door. Guess who
absolutely.
We don't have to stay up. sense to someone who's listening. This is completely retarded conversation.
We don't say retarded, but
I'm supposed to say that kind of thing, am I?
God.
I'm showing my age. I'm sorry, folks. I don't mean to disrespect anybody.
Luckily, we're not live. Yeah, no, we're going to do the songs we'll have played, and surely we would have had something to say about them, but Graham's not allowed to know what the songs are until the show is aired, so...
That's right.
So we're just talking about stuff.
I thought the first one was really cool and had a nice beat that I thought maybe I could dance to, and the second one that you played, I really enjoyed the melody in the bridge part.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the third one
I thought was really cool because... It sounded a bit like this other song that I can't remember the name of.
I feel like you're describing the songs that you played just before. It's almost exactly. But maybe that's what I'll have to do. Maybe
trying to be as general as I possibly can.
Yeah.
I mean, the opposite effect.
No, it was very specific because the third song did have a part that was recognizable as in the bridge.
It's a bit like the same kind of trick that the horoscope plays on you.
Maybe. Are you saying horoscopes are real?
Well, what I'm saying is,
Graham, you're just now. You might have got away with the previous thing, but now there's going to be complaints.
People are going to complain.
Stepping over the line.
Astrology.
Well, maybe people
real.
Won't complain after they listen to the Clockwork Oranges with the Ready Steady, which sounds a bit like the Beach Boys in a part, a lot like the Beach Boys, and also a lot like the Beatles. Different parts of the song, and then a band with the name Purple Haze doing their song Wait a While, but I mean the riff is it's Purple Haze, so you can see how they got their name.
That's interesting. Yeah, I have an interesting genre.
See people all around, but the whisper,
I mean,
whisper, she don't love it.
But
stop.
enough of that shit.
That was an interesting little selection there. A little Billy Childish.
Yeah. It starts off with, of course, that fakey Imagine.
Yeah. We were talking there, and I'm totally forgetting the songs we just listened to. It's been a long day.
It was The Clockwork Oranges with Steady.
Yeah, and with the Beach Boys.
Very distinctive Beach Boys, like from I Get Around.
I'm getting like
which
a...
Which then moved into like a Beatles-esque progression.
Yeah. I'm getting a bit of a vibe from your playlist that this is like a heavy references type of...
I am leaning heavily on a really great compilation record that I bought recently called Night Comes In. Night Comes Down, sorry.
Night Comes Down.
And it's a collection of British 60s mod soul freak beat fuzz psychedelic kind of stuff. I think it's got some really cool stuff to it, so I like to play it.
Nice, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It does bring up the question, though, like, to what point now people get away less with copying stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, I watched an entire YouTube episode on a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, and Purple Haze was one of the things that he accused them of having ripped off. And he analyzed it and he said, you know, these guys are better than that. You know, they shouldn't do it. But the whole thing is, it's like Last Dance with Mary Jane is like the main riff. And it is like identical, although it's played like slightly different, but it's the same riff. And then they have this Purple Haze thing. So he was ripping hard on the Chili Peppers.
He's ripping hard, or he's, referencing or paying tribute to. Where's the line? How do you know? When it's, is it?
I think it's,
you know.
Wow, that's the
is there
thing.
A level of cheese that gets attained, and then it's just like, oh no, I can't deal with this. The paying tribute to kind of thing can do that very easily.
Whoa.
And here's what I reference.
Your bandwidth.
This.
Your bandwidth.
And then your whole work, everything's just references.
Well, that's the thing. It's
what
you
the
know.
Fuck's that?
Well. People did that too back in the day, the Rolling Stones, you know, and the Beatles.
Of course, yeah.
Both did that, but, you know, the people they were referencing just weren't very well known, so, or well represented.
That's right.
So, and my friend from Winnipeg did a whole thing on how Sublime is basically just ripping off a bunch of early dancehall and reggae from Jamaica, which is also true.
Oh,
so,
boy.
A lot of people have done it. But it is, yeah, you know, if that's what you listen to, those are your music that you listen to all the time, you know, you can't help but be influenced by it.
Of course, yeah.
So it's going to come out in your music.
It's not wrong to be influenced by music. And, you know, I even think that, like, why not take awesome riffs and just build songs out of them? Take them and put them together with other ones. There's a bit of a mashup kind of thing, and it's kind of like, well, why not?
But I think, you know, and that's the thing, yeah. There's a certain point where, you know, you have like a song, people recognize that, you know, they have in their mind that sort of song. So by you playing a song that's similar already, they're kind of interested. But then, like, are you bringing something new to it? Is there something, you know, new
that's
and exciting coming out?
That's an important element. Yeah.
That sort of distinguishes it and maybe makes it even better than what it's referencing. So.
I think you're hitting the nail on the head there.
I'm basically just summarizing the YouTube video, so I can't even,
oh, okay.
I can't even really take credit for that.
Some good points made on the YouTube video.
Plagiarizing this guy's opinion. I'd like to reference, but I don't even remember his name. So.
Yeah, I do.
What's up, guys? Now we will listen to.
Yeah, we'll find out. What are you gonna
Government
find
is
out?
Asshole by the Blue Knights. Swirl up my circle jerks, swirl up my ass.
Got the world up my ass. Scientist! was.
Right. I like that. That was great.
Yeah,
order.
That was great. That was the Buzzcocks.
Don't do that.
Buzzcocks. No, Graham, they're not in alphabetical order at all.
It's a special classification system that I came up myself
with. BCB.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah. It has to do with proximity to rocks. You know, you'd think it would be about rocking hard, but it's really
igneous
in the sort of astrological domain, you know, wet crystals and sort of rocks align with that.
That kind of thing. Okay.
It's very scientific.
That's
it's very science-based.
All the rainbow lights in your studio are.
Are there rainbow lights in my studio?
Yeah, that's what I see, all spinning around.
Where do you see them?
Well, they're illuminating your auras. I might have been...
What's in that wine that you're drinking, my friend?
It's grapes.
Your bandwidth is very low. If you see that.
Well, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Is that what they're calling it these days? That guy. Have you seen that guy? Yeah, that guy's bandwidth is really low.
I can't believe this isn't a thing already.
Maybe it is now. Who knows? Who knows who's going
to When you listen
that.
Back to this, you're going to appreciate
gonna think,
what just happened.
My bandwidth was so low back then, but I've gotten a lot higher. Now it's really high. My bandwidth is high now.
Yeah, or broader. How much broader?
Broader.
I've gone, I'm very broadband now, as you should know. Before I was narrowband.
5G since I got my vaccination.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the Second Thoughts are coming up with their song or interpretation of Seventh Son. And then I've kind of taken a bit of a side road here. It's like my exit.
Okay.
It's coming up. And the Pagans are then going to do their version of Seventh Son.
That's
Wiped Out. Nice. Two different versions of the same song. And we're going to... My last selection is Toronto's legendary Handsome Ned performing Ghost Riders in the Sky live at the Horseshoe, not long before his death. And I want to send it out to two professors of mine from art college in the 90s. John Scott was a very important professor for me, and Kathy Daly also. And the two of them have passed away in this last month, and I think they'd appreciate this song from an old student wishing their journeys well. So I raise my glass to John Scott and Larry Daly, to Handsome Ned, here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Everybody's talking about a seventh sign. In the whole wide world, there is only one, and I know one. Yes, I know one. I know one, I know one, the one they call the seventh sign. Tell you future it will come to pass. News things born, pick you off your head. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. And I don't want, yes, I don't want. I don't want the one they call the seventh son. Thank you.
I'm so sweet. Make your little heart skip a beat. Courtesy, raised to dead. Make your little girls talk out of their heads. And I don't want. Yes, I don't want.
This will be our last song this evening. It's a song called Ghost Riders in the Sky.
That old cowboy went riding down the dark and decayed. He rested on the hill as he went along his way. Across the ragged sky, their high-bred eagle hail. Our boots feet wet to mess it all across the sky. And those snowing fire as they ride on their pride. F-E-I-O, F-E-I-A. Ghost riders in the sky.
late 70s early 80s and installed himself pretty quickly at the Cameron House, legendary Cameron House, and that recording was from the legendary, equally legendary Horseshoe Tavern, Green West, which is today not what it was 40 years ago, and he could be seen in his cowboy getup, hat, scarf around his neck, with his guitar, back and forth between the Horseshoe and the Cameron, which are like a block and a half away from each other. For a time he lived upstairs, I believe, from the Cameron, and he just had this amazing show. He was a real performer, and he did these country songs when everybody else was doing punk rock and new wave. And he gave it with so much passion and energy that people just like really glommed onto it, and it was everybody loved him. He was a real gregarious guy, it seems. And I can't remember his exact age, but on his birthday, in his young age, in early 30s, I believe, he had a heroin overdose upstairs at the Cameron and passed into legendhood. Handsome Ned.
An unfortunate way to go. But
yeah, check him out. There's a really great documentary on YouTube about him, which is really touching, made by people who knew him and stuff. I highly recommend it. Some Ned.
Yeah, and also, you know, a great song, Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Yeah,
Blues Brothers fans will know that the Blues Brothers did a version of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about that scene, you know, I'm trying to.
Maybe there'll be some Blues
it's a
Brothers.
It's a great crossover.
Maybe.
It's a great crossover for it, though, because it's like there's a few country songs that, you know, as a person that grew up in the prairies, my mom was from Saskatchewan and everything. I heard a lot of country, but there are some country songs that are just have an undeniable sort of quality to them. They're just great songs. I feel like Ghost Riders is one of them. There's not a lot. There's a lot of country that's, anyways, that's my opinion. But there's a lot of country I don't like. But Ghost Riders is great. You know, because yeah, there's a couple other songs out there.
Johnny Cash does Ghost Riders, I believe.
I haven't heard that ever.
If he doesn't, he should have.
Sure, sure. Don't tell Johnny Cash what I should have done.
It's okay, he's dead.
Just don't go there.
He'll still come and get me.
Okay. And
damn,
then we'll listen to what...
I didn't need it, Johnny.
No, not the Ring of Fire.
Oh, it's just a ghost of Johnny Cash. Taking you to now, we're gonna listen to Rawhide. As performed by the Blues Brothers.
So we are on Instagram, we're on Facebook.
Yeah, look us up on Instagram. Also, we're going to listen to Randy Alvin Green Church GPH with Boston. CKUT90.3 FM, don't go anywhere.
All the things I'm missing, good bills, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
Move them on,
hit them up,
hit them up,
move them on,
move them on,
hit them up,
rawhide,
cut them out,
ride them in,
ride them in,
cut them out,
cut them out,
ride them in. Keep them dogs.
he's moving real hard. Don't try to understand him, just rope, rope.